虹口区2019学年度第一学期期中学生学习能力诊断测试高三英语试卷。 1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. This is your schedule for this week, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Kathy. Is the boarding meeting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
2. How long will we stay at camp?
We'll stay here for 2 nights. That means we'll leave the camp on July 21st.
Question. When will the speakers arrive at camp? 3. You play the violin very well. It's very impressive.
Thank you. I'm just an amateur, and I play instrument for pleasure.
Question.What are the two speakers talking about?
4. Peter, where are you going? Did you clean your bedroom? Everything is in a mess.
I know, Mom, but the match is about to begin. I promised to do all the laundry this week.
Question. What is the man probably going to do next?5. Come on, Richard. Let's go back home. You have to cook for the entire family.
Marilyn, I'm exhausted. I can barely move. Could you do me a favor tonight?
Question. What does the man imply? 6. Harry asks if you could take up the position as a vice president of the famous toy company. Aren't you excited about that?
Sure, I am, but there's so much more to consider.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
7. I've just ordered a new iPhone. It has a much faster chip and a triple lens camera.
Really? I can't wait to see it.
Question. What can we learn from the two speakers?
8. What do you think of the art exhibition?
I went there yesterday, and it's not as good as I expected.
Question. What does the woman mean?
9. I think Jane might help me figure out a solution to the problem.
She's definitely the last person I'd turn to if I were you.
Question. What does the woman mean?
10. Alan, how do you plan to involve more students in the reading project?
To start with, by arranging with some volunteers to schedule 1 hour a week.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
6. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation.And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Though kids don't have enough experience,Stories of kids who make a difference to the world can be extremely inspiring. One morning over breakfast, 12-year-old Canadian boy Craig Kielberger was flipping through newspaper when he stopped short on a story. Iqbal Marsh, a 12-year-old former child slave in Pakistan, had been murdered because he spoke up for human rights. In that moment, Craig realized he could have been Iqbal for the fate of where he had been born. From there, Craig made up his mind that he had to do something. With the help of some classmates and his brother, an organization called WE was thus born. It aims to carry out a mission to free children and their families to lift themselves from poverty and unfair treatment. The team has also created WE Villages Adopt a Village. The project is devoted to development that provides access to education, clean water, health care, food security, and alternative income. Craig and his teammates are expecting that a new community will be established to help lift people out of poverty. Now, do you still believe that kids are too young to create changes? It's time to break through the mental barrier.
Now listen again, please. Though kids don't have enough experience, stories of kids who make a difference to the world can be extremely inspiring. One morning over breakfast, 12-year-old Canadian boy Craig Kilberger was flipping through the newspaper when he stopped short on a story. Iqbal Mosh, a 12-year-old former child slave in Pakistan, had been murdered because he spoke up for human rights. In that moment, Craig realized he could have been Iqbal but for the fate of where he had been born. From there, Craig made up his mind that he had to do something. With the help of some classmates and his brother, an organization called WE was thus born. It aims to carry out a mission to free children and their families to lift themselves from poverty and unfair treatment. The team has also created WE Villages Adopt a Village. The project is devoted to development that provides access to education, clean water, healthcare, food security, and alternative income. Craig and his teammates are expecting that a new community will be established to help lift people out of poverty. Now, do you still believe that kids are too young to create changes? It's time to break through the mental barrier.
Questions 11. What inspired Craig to set up the organization called WE?
What isn't the goal of Project WE Villages Adopt a Village?
13. What can we learn from what Craig and his teammates did?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. In the not-so-distant future, you will open your ride-hailing app, and in addition to ground options like car, SUV, scooter, or bicycle, you'll see on-demand air flight. At least that's according to the optimists at South by Southwest, the annual tech music film convention in Austin, Texas. When a flying taxi comes, most of us will be passengers. We might call flying taxi on our smartphones and head to the rooftop where a ride is waiting at helipad. It might look like a minivan with wings and four seats, or more like a huge drone. Either way, it won't fly itself anytime soon, experts say. One seat will be reserved for the driver pilot. If air taxis are going to be what everybody wants them to be, thousands at a city, for example, we won't be able to find enough regular pilots, said Carrie Cannon, chief engineer of technology and innovation at Bell. The dream of flying cars is at least as old as the automobile itself. Bell, which makes attack helicopters for the U.S. Navy, is working on this new project with another high-profile partner, Uber. The model, the Bell Nexus, was introduced to the public for the first time earlier this year. Boeing and Airbus also have models of these flying cars in the works.
Now listen again, please. In the not-so-distant future, you'll open your ride-hailing app, and in addition to ground options like cars, SUV, scooter, or bicycle, you'll see on-demand air flight. At least, that's according to the optimist at South by Southwest, the annual tech music film convention in Austin, Texas. When the flying taxi comes, most of us will be passengers. We might call a flying taxi on our smartphone and head to the rooftop, where a ride is waiting at the helipad. It might look like a minivan with wings and four seats, or more like a huge drone. Either way, it won't fly itself anytime soon, experts say. One seat will be reserved for the driver pilot. If air taxis are going to be what everybody wants them to be, thousands at a city, for example, we won't be able to find enough regular pilots, said Kerry Canyon, chief engineer of technology and innovation at Bell. The dream of flying cars is at least as old as the automobile itself. Bell, which makes attack helicopters for the U.S. Navy, is working on this new project with another high-profile partner, Uber. The model, the Bell Nexus, was introduced to the public for the first time earlier this year. Boeing and Airbus also have models of these flying cars in the works.
Questions 14. According to the passage, what might be a problem to flying taxi?
How are different companies working on the project on flying cars?
16. What is the passage mainly about?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Good morning. Have a seat.
Good morning. Thank you.
I have your application here somewhere. Yes, here it is. Your name is Robert Martin, right?
That's right, madam.
And you hope to enter our university next fall?
Yes, madam, if I can make it.
Fine, Bob. I noticed that you finished your high school a year ago. Why didn't you enter college that year?
Well, I have a sister in college now, and there's another one who will be going next year. So I had to earn a little money to help pay my way.
Good. It sounds as if you are a pretty responsible fellow. I don't find a list of your grades among your papers. Do you have one?
Oh, yes. That's in the mail now.
All right. How were your grades?
Well, pretty good until my second year in high school. Then I guess I got a little too interested in sports. But I know I will work hard in college.
What do you want to major in?
I want to major in biology. That was my best subject in high school. I'm really interested in it.
That sounds fine, Bob. Did you have some math or other science courses in high school?
Everything they offered. And I did some extra work for my teacher, too.
Well, Bob, you should get along all right here. But it's hard to keep up with both sports and studies.
Yes, madam, I know.
Fine. I will hold your application until we get the list of your grades. When we've seen it, we'll let you know. Probably in about 2 weeks. Well, good luck, Bob.
Thank you very much, madam. Goodbye.
Now listen again, please. Good morning. Have a seat.
Good morning. Thank you.
I have your application here somewhere. Yes, here it is. Your name is Robert Martin, right?
That's right, madam.
And you hope to enter our university next fall?
Yes, madam, if I can make it.
Fine, Bob. I noticed that you finished your high school a year ago. Why didn't you enter college that year?
Well, I have a sister in college now, and there's another one who will be going next year. So I had to earn a little money to help pay my way.
Good. It sounds as if you are a pretty responsible fellow. I don't find a list of your grades among your papers. Do you have one?
Oh, yes. That's in the mail now.
All right. How were your grades?
Well, pretty good until my second year in high school. Then I guess I got a little too interested in sports. But I know I will work hard in college.
What do you want to major in?
I want to major in biology. That was my best subject in high school. I'm really interested in it.
That sounds fine, Bob. Did you have some math or other science courses in high school?
Everything they offered. And I did some extra work for my teacher, too.
Well, Bob, you should get along all right here. but it's hard to keep up with both sports and studies.
Yes, madam, I know.
Fine, I will hold your application until we get the list of your grades. When we've seen it, we'll let you know, probably in about 2 weeks. Well, good luck, Bob.
Thank you very much, madam. Goodbye.
Questions. 17. What subject was Robert best at in high school?
Why does Robert have to wait 2 weeks before he knows the result?
19. What can we learn from the conversation?
20. What is the conversation mainly about?
That's the end of the listening comprehension. 听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。